Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 14th and the 14th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And I hadn't really decided what I was going to talk about today until I was reading the news and stuff on my phone a while ago. And I thought about talking about phones. Ken and I, we got a new phone. We switched phones. He'll probably talk about it on his podcast. But I decided to talk about one of the guests that I mentioned the other day for Dragon Con. And it is Ric Flair, because I saw that he is in the hospital. They admitted him this weekend with, first of all, it was heart problems, pretty serious. And then there's a bacterial infection, and they did colon surgery today, and it's all related to alcohol. And so it sounds kind of like a big mess, but anyway about it, I would say he's not going to be at Dragon Con this year, which is not a big deal to me. I'm not a huge wrestling fan by any means. I watched it in college, like with my friends in the 80s when it was the, and I love the names of them from the 80s. There was Rock and Roll Express, Ravishing Rick Rude, Macho Man, Mr. Perfect. And then there was the Undertaker. He really did creep me out. And, of course, everybody, Andre the Giant, everybody knows him. And he was probably best loved for being in Princess Brides. And he was great in that. I really loved him. And if you haven't listened to it, or read it, Carrie Elwes did a documentary on the making of The Princess Brides, and it was really good, and he talked about Andre some, so you might want to listen to that. It was really good. But back to Ric Flair, I've actually met him or been around him several times by accident, but two of them, or one was really memorable, because I've ended up sitting next to him at bars and stuff, and him being close by and stuff like that, but I did have a little more memorable experience that my father still chuckles over to this day. You need a little background on my uncle, George. He was involved in it. And he had been to visit us. He lives in California, or lived in California. And he had come to visit us. Now, this is my great uncle. So I don't even know how to explain him. He's retired military, retired from the railroad. But he is big and gangly and sweet and stubborn, and he's just hard to describe. But with my aunt, he would do crazy things, like after he retired and got bored, he went to through her address book and blacked out everybody he didn't like. He did the same thing with the recipe book. He marked out everything, every recipe he didn't like. He'd get to talking backwards, like if you went on a walk with him or something, he'll start walking backwards, and then all of a sudden you realize he's not standing anymore. He's flopping around on the sidewalk, kind of resembling a flounder in a way, but more arms and legs. I remember one day he decided to show my dad how friendly the dogs next door were, and he stuck his hand over, and they ripped his watch off his arm. Just, you loved him to death, but he was very, very different. And I know one time my sister and I made the mistake of getting him on the teacups at Disney World, and him trying to get off the teacups was kind of hard, as long as he was, and kind of clumsy, and he was spinning, so kind of felt bad about that. But anyhow, that's a little bit on Uncle George. So Uncle George has been to visit, and we're at the airport, Charlotte Airport, and we're sending him back home. And Uncle George, Lord love him, threw his ticket in the trash can. That was in the day of paper tickets you brought with you or got there. And he threw in the trash can. Well, he's sticking his arm, which was a long arm, very deep into the trash can. His head was pretty much in the trash can with it. And Ric Flair happens to be there. And I look at him, and he's just talking to whoever he was with and kind of making fun of Uncle George and saying stuff. And I just looked at him, and I didn't think about it. I just looked at him and said, "What the hell do you think you're laughing at?" And he just looked really startled, and then he just kind of got quiet, and then it actually hit me who he was, so I got quiet, and my parents were just kind of standing there like, ooh, and Uncle George has not realized anything that's going on. So, but he does get his ticket out, so that was good. So, anyhow, Ric Flair's not going to be there for the wrestling at Dragon Con this year, and I know it seems strange that there is wrestling at Dragon Con, but it has been there for years, and I guess it's its own form of acting, but it's pretty popular there, so I guess it has its place. Everything has its place at Dragon Con. So hopefully he'll be feeling better, but I don't think he'll be at Dragon Con. And that's about all I had for today. Hope everybody has a good evening and a good day tomorrow. And this is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported.